What's up, everyone? Thank you for joining me again. This is another episode of the Lanshead Gaming News Podcast. This is your host, Michael. Let's get this rolling. Hey, what's up, everyone? Welcome back to the podcast. If you're new, thank you for joining. And if you're returning, thank you for coming back. So, in news today, we're going to dive into the new Aladdin movie and the trailer for that. So, I woke up this morning and got a text from my cousin who sent me a screenshot of the trailer for the new Aladdin movie on YouTube. And it had 19,000 likes and 17,000 dislikes. So, it's pretty close. And obviously a whole lot of people hate it. Almost as many people hate it as they liked it. So, I went and I watched one of the trailers, and I'm kind of conflicted as what to think about it, whether I liked it or didn't. So let's start off, like, I'm sure like many of you out there, you enjoyed the Aladdin movies. I enjoyed the Aladdin movies as a kid growing up, and you know, the story, and Robin Williams as Genie. It's safe to say that a lot of us grew up watching Aladdin and those other Disney movies and Disney classics. And in this trailer, it looked decent. I didn't see the CGI seemed kind of off, and the dancing, they showed a part of that scene where I guess it's gonna be the part after he finds the lamp and you know, pretends that he's like a prince or of wealth or whatever, and then he goes into Agrabah and they do like the whole that musical number. So they showed a little clip, and I'm pretty sure it's that scene, and they had like elephants kind of marching, dancing around, and in the animation original, it's like all that kind of fits in, but it just looked kind of awkward in the CGI one. I don't know, I just felt it looked kind of awkward. And then there was a scene near the end of the trailer where they showed the magic carpet, and the CGI just looked weird. I thought it was just kind of like out of place. But I don't know, I mean, again, it's like a live action take on Aladdin, on a cartoon. So, I mean, there'll be, you know, it's not supposed to look like super ultra realistic or anything like that. But I don't know, something seemed off about it. But even more off, I thought, was CGI for Genie, and the pick of Will Smith to play that role. So the CGI for him looked kind of weird. Like, his neck was a little massive and disproportional to his head. And it was obviously, you know, like the CG Genie body with like Will Smith's face photoshopped over it, is the feeling that I got. So I'm not sure, I didn't read the comments. I need to go read the comments to see what people said and why people disliked it so much. But if I had to guess, I would say that was probably one of the reasons why, is how Genie looked. And I'm not sure. That's big shoes to fill. To fill the shoes that Robin Williams left behind in that role. So Will Smith is a good actor, but he's going to have his work cut out for him. It was just kind of such an iconic character. And Robin Williams was, I mean, I don't really see anybody being able to pull off that role and replacing him in that role. So it's to be seen. I sort of have my doubts about that, but I'd be curious to see when the movie actually comes out and then see how this all plays out. So, I'm not sure how well this movie's gonna do. Obviously, it's hard to tell from the trailer, but there doesn't seem to be a lot of hype. I guess it's very split, almost 50-50. And we'll see if those numbers change by the end of the day for dislikes, but I'm gonna go ahead and guess that it's probably gonna bomb. I don't think that it's gonna do nearly as well as like Beauty and the Beast did. I think, I just think it's gonna put people off not having, you know, that Robin Williams isn't around anymore to fulfill that role of Genie. So I think people would rather them have not touched this franchise, since he played such an iconic role in that. So I think I'm pretty sure that I'll still go see the movie just to see how it is, but my guess right now is that it's probably gonna bomb. And maybe not just because it's a bad movie or anything like that, but probably more the fact that just the choice of Genie is gonna put people off. That character, that it's gonna be, it's not gonna be what people remember and know and love from the original movies. And I think that's gonna play a huge role. But it'll be interesting to see, so I look forward to seeing more about that, and I'm sure more videos will come out and people will come out with more reaction videos on the trailer. So I'll watch those and curious to see more of what people think. But that's just kind of my opinion of the trailer and what I saw. I didn't seem anything too spectacular either, and I think maybe a lot of other people might think the same. These classic Disney movies, honestly, I don't want to re-see the same thing, just live action. You know, I'm totally fine with it the way that it used to be. I think I'd be more happy if Disney, re-released the Aladdin movie, the original one, remastered in theater. I think that would be better than trying to do a live action version, but I think really this is kind of sort of a cash grab. They're trying to capitalize on the nostalgia of all of us from this generation that grew up watching that kind of stuff, is what they're really trying to do. So I think that's kind of the main reason for it. So honestly, do we really need a live action redo of these movies? I don't really think so, but it'll be interesting to check it out and see. You know, maybe I'll be proven wrong on my opinion of the movie and that it's gonna bomb. It might do incredibly well. So hope everyone enjoyed the podcast, and interested to see what everybody thinks.